Captain Ryan of the American Airlines, first officer at Bear Airlines. Now, you fellas had a real experience. What date was
this? This was a week ago, last night, on April the 8th.
Was this a regular flight of American Airlines?
Yes, it was.
From Buffalo, New York, or?
Well, this flight comes out of New York and lands at Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, and some lands in Buffalo.
What was your first idea that anything was happening? You were sitting there.
Well, this is, excuse me, very brilliant. Quite right, like an approaching aircraft with its landing lights on. Naturally, we moved away from it, thinking that's what it was. Then we noticed it was standing still at the time, and we got sort of curious.
Talking about what location was there?
This was just about a week connected. We were coming off of Albany. We took off north, and we made a left turn. We noticed this light over connected and seemed to be standing still.
Well, yeah, right. Now, when you say a light, do you mean a light like a light bulb about that color?
Oh, yes, very fluorescent, a very bright light. A large light. It looked more like maybe there was an airplane coming into Auburn Airport to have
and you said that you saw it?
Yes.
At the same time?
How close were you to it, you
say? Well, we turned a little bit to the passes to the south of it, and we were probably 2 to 3 miles from it.
And the thing is just standing there, huh?
Just about standing. It was off our wingtips.
Was there anyone else in flight with you?
Well, we had Miss Reynolds, our stewardess, with us.
Did she happen to notice it, too?
Well, she came up. We called her, and she came up and looked at us later on after this had taken off at a terrific speed from where we first noticed.
Well, how long was it stationary there?
Well, we couldn't say that it was actually stationary.
Well, whatever you were standing there.
Well, from the time we were off the ground at Albany until we hit about 15 miles by air to Schenectady. And it was off our wingtips, and we watched it just go through a 90-degree arc, go right straight to the west, and it was a... How many seconds would it take? It's over a 90-degree arc.
Bruce, how fast would you say it should be going? Was it a cruise speed, cruise latitude during the time that you saw it?
The initial speed, I would say, probably 800,000 miles an hour. How fast? And it's hard to say just to compute that speed.
Certainly, it's much faster than another airplane would.
Oh, much faster. Much faster than a jet.
Faster than a jet?
Yes,
ma'am. Well, they're going to send me a jet now at that altitude because the fuel is so critical.
Well, I doubt if it could have been a
pretty
faint color at all.
Yes, it did. It's faint color after it got to the west of us, probably 8 to 10 miles, it appears. The light went out. That's what had done, I confirmed. It went out momentarily, and we knew there was something up there. And now here we are with a little passenger, something on our course up ahead. And what are we going to do? If we watch this where the light went out. And this orange object came on, this orange light.
Did you break back at it?
No, we didn't.
Well,
we looked at one another a little bit amazed, so we decided we'd call the Griffith Airport station. And that's once they had the radar on. So it's on a Saturday night. I just not met many people at home at an airport station. They didn't have it on. It's taking 30 minutes to energize it.
Do they not usually have radar on all the time?
I would assume they did. I thought they did. But
maybe we'd better not get into that discussion.
Oh, probably not. We'd get a little bit off the track on that. So they asked us to keep it sighted, and we did. And we kept finding out our location. And as we told them where we were, we turned all our lights on. They asked us to turn them off, and they could see us. And then they asked us if it was object you see, orange in color. We said it was. They said, we have
to turn orange then.
Yes. Yeah. They said, we have a definite silhouette in sight, south of the field. Now, those fellows are observers who are in the tower. They said that they could see a silhouette.
Well, now, would they be looking with the eye?
And they wanted to be identified, our aircraft number and serial number. And they said, well, abandon that next landing temporarily and maintain the course in your altitude. So we did. They were calling scramble. Well, scramble is, that's what they send up to, I suppose, to drop off interceptors on identified objects.
Is that, do you know about those, Bruce? Well, there's one of these bases right up next to the south plant up there, and we see these fellows putting off, most of the time of the day or night up there on various training machines.
So they're alerted at all times.
Yes, they are. They have a couple of planes alerted on about near the end of the runway, and on a very short notice, these people can take off and climb up to some interception point directed by a radar operator.
You say in a very short time, how long would it take them to get airborne?
Well, they talk about times of 5 minutes. I don't know just exactly how quick they can do it.
Well, I asked Gretchen, you said that to build a house, you need to be a dress. Was it lower in, or was it low for a dress?
Well, it was lower in, and it was also low for a dress. There had to be an overcharge that evening. That eliminated the possibility of a fire right off the bat.
And it
up 3 to 4 times the amount of fuel at a lower altitude than it does at a higher altitude. And I didn't think that jet could stay down that long without using up a critical amount of gas.
I didn't know that about you. That's how you knew that, of course, Bruce.
Like the crew of rockets, one reason why I wouldn't take it with your rocket. It's short for a half an hour. This is quite a long time to operate a rocket in.
Well, now, I got to ask a question. How fast are you going?
About 260 miles an hour.
So when you first slow down, or guy in behind your flat going 800 miles an hour?
They must have slowed down. They or it must have slowed down.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Three unidentified objects must have slowed down. Flying as it was.
Yeah, we sailed about as far as the Oswego, which is right on the southern shore of Lake Ontario, and we passed up a point of landing at Church here, and we didn't feel we could hold the passengers up any longer. We got pushed in and tied them. taken all that effort to find out what these are. If we're a government project, I think everybody's for 100% security. But if it's not a government project or something of our own, I think it's possibly we should find out what they are. If it's possible.
Next time you see another one, will you please come and tell our friends about it? I'm not going to say a thing about it. Come behind and find out what it is.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Thank you, Mr. Smith.